Da tu sai, jeu ideja. Semen, sadi, verb, se'if, base. The thing is that if someone is chotech, shumen, betzalim, krishen, if you cut garlic, knobel, betzalim is onion, and krishen are leeks. And tamcha, which is kurein, it's very funny. The Bali Ashokni writes, "Ve'etzleinu korim kurein with the chas instead of kurein with the kuf." Okay, thank you. Ukiyotzim ha'midam ha'harifim uperis chamutzim v'dogim malukim dinam shav lach bo tzinon, etc. So that's the din. The halacha is that all of these fruits, etc. The garlic, the onion, is considered the same as chatach bo tzinon. Obviously, it's a machlokes. Rabbi Shimon is the subject of Rabbeinu Yechiel, but lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is makel. A few points here. One is this din of peiros chamutzim. So, if you look in the Taz, if katan tes, Taz quotes from the Isser v'Heter, that tapuchim chamutzim, and chamutzim, by the way, the Bar Shulchan notes, does not mean pickled. It means like a crab apple. Right? It's a tart apple, the way it is. So if you cut tapuchim chamutzim, that's not a davar choref against the Shulchan Aruch. And the Taz writes, you could be someich on this b'makom hefsid, because I quoted the Maharai earlier. When he says he quoted the Maharai, that means he quoted the Maharai in Se'if Katin Ches. That Maharai says that Maharam of Wittenberg brought many rayas that only a court shochotis is considered davar charef. That's the basic yesod. Now, the Ramo writes, the Taz writes that you could be makel on tapuchim chamutim or peres chamutim b'makim hefsid. That means, l'cha'ora, says the Prima Gaudim, that you still need a klipa. Remember, the Rush holds that by davar charef, you always need a klipa. There's no hefsid to lose a klipa. A klipa is mamish, a garnishment garnished, and there's nothing there. So therefore, the Taz says, therefore, the Prima Gaudim says, b'das ha'taz, there's only mekom b'makom hefsid. That's point one. Point two in the Prima Gaudim is that he over here defines what is considered charef versus what is not considered charef. Right? The Prima Gaudim here in Mishpatzel Se'if Katan Tes, the Prima Gaudim writes that charef mamish means something that you can't eat it on its own. That is full-fledged charef. By the way, what's his name? Our friend, the Megillah Sefer, points this out, that the Prima Gaudim is saying that real charef means that you can't eat it on its own. If it's something that you can eat a little bit of on its own, like a jalapeno, no? You can eat jalapeno on its own. But you can't have mamish like a sudas jalapeno. So that is like somewhat charif. That's like partial charifs. And then there's stuff that you can eat on its own, but it has a certain tartness. So that is not really called charif, but we might be machmir on that somewhat, which is se'if dalid about the lemons. But a lemon has a bit of tartness. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the lemon's charifus is going to come off in the first one or two cuts. Then it's going to be batal and everything else, the Rama explains. That's because a lemon is somewhat charif, but it's not nearly as charif as a jalapeno. Right? So the height of the apogee of charif is something that you mamish can't eat on its own at all. That's the first yesod that the Prima Gaudim has in Sif Seidat, Sif Katan Tes. Yeah.
He's not saying it's black and white either. The other part, or not the other part. It's sort of like a sliding scale. That pink, which are stronger than the part of the mocker.
Correct.
It's less of the other part than what we make of it.
Correct. And we spoke about this.
We spoke about our discussion about Cephalic with the lemon, which doesn't sound like Bezos is incorporating other svaras into his pool of
lemon. The svaras of a sack and chain of Ben Yomo and.
Yeah, the fact that, oh, maybe the Maram is right, maybe the Mishra of those others, right? It sounds like it just. That pure name.
It doesn't sound like he's incorporating that, but I think the later poskim do incorporate it. And by the way, if you look in the Gra over here, the Gra quotes that Ein Lecha Mashu Kasvu Chachamim B'chein Kasvu Kama Poskim, right? Not to expand the din of Davar Charif Bia. Now, the Chazon Ish writes, the Miguel Sefer quotes on the Chazon Ish, that since our Sevara is to be Mekal based on the Isser V'Heter and the fact that the Maharai Paskins like the Maharam of Rittenberg, so therefore you can't be Mekal if it's Mamash Ben Yomo, or if it's Mamash Amnunis. The idea is that you can only be mekel insofar as it's not going to be machli lei l'shevach. The next primogodim is the primogodim in Se'if Katin Yud Zayin on the Shach. In Se'if, the Ramah about ginger, about Zangvil. By Zangvil is actually next to Yeshiva's learning on Ketzim Mavarchim. Hi, Himloso the Asamide Hamdui, right? That they had a certain dish that had ginger with honey, and it came from India. The Shaila is whether there's a din of Bishol Akum on the dish, whether it's a din of Shreif on the dish, because maybe it is, what's it called? Because maybe it's going to draw out the treifus in the pot, etc. So the Shach writes that this idea, that ginger, Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama writes, ginger is mutter because maybe they didn't cut it with a knife. Or maybe the knife was Einu Ben Yomai. You get the impression that maybe they didn't cut it with a knife, right? Or if they cut it with a knife, they have Kelam Yuchadim for the knife. Zuck the Shach, you get an impression from this, if you know the ginger was cut with the sakin of a goy, afilo enu ben yomo, it's going to be osir, because the ginger is like the korch shel chiltis. However, the Shach writes that the smag quotes from the Isser v'heter ha'aruch that ginger is only a problem if it's ginger retifta. Therefore, it's not the same as chiltis. Meaning to say, Azoi. The Shach wants to be medayik from the Ramah that the only kula I have on the ginger is because there's a possibility that they are pulling the ginger out without using a knife. That would imply, is of the Shach, that the ginger is considered davar charif. However, many of the achronim quote from the smag and the iser v'heter that ginger might not be a davar charif at all. The Teres Chatos paskins this way, etc. And the Shach's maskana is nira de ein lahachmer kolkach b'ginger b'zangvil kemen afil b'tznon harbe poskim matirim b'einu ben yomo v'chein in the sefer apirafrafi is matir. There's a bit of a steer in the Shach. In the Shach Sif Katin Vav, we call it the Apirafri requires Netila. But he quotes the Apirafri that requires Klipa. But the Shach's maskana is that you should not be so machmir on ginger, and it should only be a problem with it is a Ben Yomo knife. Since there are many paiskim who are mekel even on tznayin, if it's ein leben yomai, certainly by ginger, you should be mako. But he suggests maybe this is only true about ginger that's yavesh, not about ginger that is rach. So basically, the shach is uncertain about the status of ginger. Now, the Prima Godim points out that the shach, in part of this conversation, is saying that ginger is going to be okay because it's a davar yavesh. However, elsewhere, the shach writes that even if it's a davar yavesh, it's going to be a problem. Even the davar yavesh is considered charef. And we'll speak about in a minute that Se'if Gimel sounds very much like davar charef is going to be a problem, even though it's yavesh. So it's hard to know what to do with the shach. It seems to be soser, the shach himself, and it's also Se'if Gimel, that notion that yavesh is not considered charef. In the in the Pischei Tshuva, on the end of Sif Katin Gimel, he quotes that many assume that a davar charef, which is cooked, loses its status of charef. The Aruch HaShulchan goes further. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if you have a davar charef, that you put even some oil on it, you put some oil on an onion, it's not davar charef anymore. Someone told me that Rabbi Pruri tells this to people. I don't know. I don't think it's muskam at all. I don't think anyone accepts this idea. Yeah.
Two questions. They're both a little bit further back. One is on the fruit thing. I was a little confused about the two Prima Godim that we quoted. Because the first one, it sounds like we still need a kere klipa because there's no hased. So that sounds like there's some real din of davar charef for that.
We're nervous that there might be some din of davar charef, but I'm going to be make up a makam. In other words, there might be a din of davar charef. Therefore, the taz is only make up a makam hefsid. Therefore, the Prima Godim says by klipa where there's no hefsid, you should be machmir.
And that's not contradicting the idea of the sliding scale where the lemons are all the way on one side. It's not really davar charef at all.
It is on the sliding scale. It's someplace on that scale. Yeah.
That's one. Second thing was about the ginger. You said that the Torah Hoskins that ginger is not a davar charef at all. You said the Torah Chata.
The Torah Chata quotes that. The Torah Chatz, I think, says that ginger is choref, but the Shach quotes that the Smag quotes the Isser V'Heter that it's not.
Okay, so the Ramah is consistent. The Ramah thinks it is.
Yeah. Now, what's the din of this ginger stuff, etc.? So the Prima Godim writes, by the way, Azoy, beautiful shtick on the Prima Godim. The Smag is quoting the Isser V'Heter that ginger is not charef. Maybe that's the pshat because the Isser V'Heter is the one who says that peiros chamutzim are not charef. And maybe the ginger, again, I don't know a charifus scale, but maybe the Prima Godim suggests that the ginger has the same status as the ginger has the same status as what's it called? As peiros chamutzim. The idea of a davar charef that's yavesh, whether that has a status of davar charef. So this shach and sifkatin yud zayin is saying that once it's yavesh, it doesn't. But if you have a ginger that is lach, it's going to be okay. There are some, the Daka Moshe, the Mincha, I'm just reading the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat and Nun Beis. There are some who assume that even the Yavesh has a din of Charef. The problem is the din in Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel says that tavrim shenidochu b'maducha, it's achzer l'achlam b'cholot. If you have a fleishik grinder, maybe we spoke about a grinder can become fleishik because you're grinding hot meat, or a grinder can become fleishik because you ground a mixture of meat and davar charif. If the grinder becomes fleishik and you grind tavlin in that grinder, those tavlin should not be used with milchiks because it's a davar charif. And that by not, davar charif, etc. Tavlin. Tavlin is yavesh. How's it a problem? So the achronim on the page raise the issue. The achronim on the page raise this issue. And the issue is raised also in a slightly different way. The Taz in Osi Yud says that you read the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. He says, tavlin is a problem only if maducha is maducha ben yoma. If it's not ben yoma, it's not a problem. The Ramah already jumped up and down and said, even if it's not a ben yoma, it is a problem. Why would the Mechaber only say that if it's ben yoma, it's a problem? Especially Frek the Taz, when I know the Mechaber and Kuf Gimel Se'if Vav, paskins that when I cook Dabar Chorif in a Shreif pot, if I cook Pilpilin in a Shreif pot, so it's always going to be Aser, because Chorfei Mashpili Lei L'Shefach. Over there, he got an impression even the pot is not Ben Yomo. How come over here he says that the pot is Ben Yomo only? So there's a few answers. The Gra gives the answer based on what we're saying now. The Gra Zakt Azoi. Sif Gimel is talking about Tavlin. Tavlin is Dovar Chorif Yavesh. Since it's Yavesh, so therefore it's only going to be a problem when it's Chorif. It's Yavesh, it's only going to be a problem when it's Ben Yomo. That's the way he wants to that's why he wants to answer the question.
Where the pot was lach.
What?
The pot
is bishul, and the pot is consequently worse. Or that the pot is saying, the case in the pot is not necessarily a davar yavesh. Let's say it like this. Sif Gimel says it's got to be ben yomo. Why does it have to be ben yoma when the mechaber holds even enel ben yoma is a problem? This issue is two opinions in the mechaber and sif aleph. Is davar charif a din on ben yoma only, or is it even by enel ben yoma? So there are two opinions in sif aleph. Which opinion does the mechaber really agree with? So there's a stira in the mechabers. In sif gimel and tzadifav, the mechaber says it has to be ben yoma. But in kuf gimel sif vav, he says even enel ben yoma. And for the Gra, the difference is whether I'm talking about a Yavesh or a Lach. Tavlin is Yavesh because it's Yavesh. So therefore, it's only Usser when it is Ben. It's only going to be Usser when it is Ben Yomo. The Badei HaShulchan uses this idea to say that lahalacha, a machmir on davar charif yavesh. The Shach, if you remember, in Osi Yud Zayin, has a question about davar charif yavesh. Reb Faivel wants to be machmir because I see from Kuf Gimel Sif Vav that we're machmir. We're machmir over there, it's a lach. But I see from elsewhere, or there are many poskim who are machmir even on a yavesh. So therefore, I have to be machmir if it's yavesh. That's the Badei HaShulchan Osnun Beis. In the Biurim over there, Reb Feivel says that he quotes from many achronim from the Dog Omer Vav on the bottom of the page and others that we're talking about a maducha. A maducha mamish grinds the stuff because there's so much duchka with the maducha, so therefore it is going to make a dava yavish a problem, but it's only going to be a problem if it's ben yomo. But that's basically the way the that's the way the Dog Omer Vav wants to learn this. Reb Feivel Cohen writes in the Beirurim, page 337, that it's a nice svara, but it's not found in Shas. So the difference between the maducha and a knife is not really found anywhere. It happens that the Beis Meir over here writes that who says tavlin are yavish. Right? Sometimes in order to grind tavlin, again, I'm not a spice grinder, but sometimes in order to grind tavlin, what you do is you wet it cold. In order to grind tavlin, you add some water to it, which makes it easier to grind. So therefore, it's not really a yavish. Okay. The Reb Kiva Eger has a different answer to the Tazis Tasha. Reb Kiva Eger says on Kuf Gimel, I'm talking about Dabar Choref and the Kederish al Isser. So that's why I'm going to be Machmir, meaning the Svara of Nat Bar Nat, that's Mutter, is not so Pashat. By Yavesh, I'm going to be make on Nat Bar Nat, providing, or even if it's not a Yavesh, going to Reb Kiva Eger, if it's not Yavesh, I'm going to be make on Nat Bar Nat, providing it's Shal Heter. But Kuf Gimel Sif Vav is talking about that it is Shal Isser, and that's why I'm Machmir in that case. That's what it says in Reb Kiva Eger. La Halacha, the Mishnah Brura, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Katan Pei, seems to be Machmir on Dover Chorev Yavesh. That is the next Nakuda we want to discuss. Good? Let's go weiter. Right. Yes, sir. So, you get the impression, I think, that he's machmir even if it's eino ben yomo, because he's not convinced that yavesh matters. He's not convinced that there's a kula of yavesh. What? The mechaber in Sif Gimel is saying ben yomo because hu hadin eino ben yomo. Hu hadin eino ben yomo. The case was, it's a ben yomo. That's the way the Bible says it somewhere. Right. In other words, really, there's no machlekes mechaber Ramon. Yeah. I think that's what we're assuming, that when the Mechaber says Dafka ben Yomo, he doesn't really mean it. Alternatively, I have the distinction that the Isser v'Heter, the distinction that Reb Kiva Eger gives between Isser and Heter. If I have a Dover Choref, which is Nispashel, so what's the din of a Dover Choref that's Nispashel? So the the Pisrei Tshuva, the end of Se'if Katin Dalet says Kol Davar Chorshin is Bashal Paka Chorfe. I understand. Now, this is very important. You get a shayla. Someone was cooking onions and they stick a spoon of the wrong gender in. So you ask them, how long were the onions cooking before you stuck it in? At the very beginning of the cooking of the onions, it's still charef. It only becomes ice charef later on. So you ask how long. Now, the notion that onions are not charef once they're cooked is very reasonable. What about ginger? Garlic? Are they charef after they're cooked? So I think garlic, if it's fried, retains its charefus. But if you cook garlic with other stuff in the oven for a long time, it loses its charefus. I think ginger is actually charef even when it's fried for a long time, even when it's fried with onions. The Pisrei Tshuva quotes that although the Panim Me'iro says that cooked stuff is not charef, but many Achrayim disagree. And the only time you can be meikel is if you know for sure, you know, but birur shebato chorfayu, like by betzalim. But bestoma, you can't be meikel. That's the way the Pisrei Tshuva comes up. Again, we mentioned that the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like if you just put liquid on it, it loses its charifus, but that's not really an accepted mahalach as far as I understand. There's a machlekes on the page between the Eben HaOzer and the between the Eben HaOzer and the Dogomer Vava. Let's say I cut an onion with a fleshik knife, and then I put that onion in the grinder. Does that make the grinder fleshik? So the Dogomer Vava says that it does. The Eben HaOzer writes that to be machmir that way, that the grinder becomes fleshik, you have to say, A, that we're machmir, that stuff, even if it's not snown, is going to create a problem. B, you have to be machmir not barnat by choref. Not barnat meaning, in this sense, the tam basar goes into the sakin, from the sakin into the batzel, from the batzel into the grinder. Zek the Eben HaOzer lachatchila, you should be machmir. But b'diyaved, since this is a very common case that people take their onion that was cut with a fleshik knife and put in the grinder, so b'diyaved you could be mekel. And then he has a line which I didn't remember yesterday, but I saw it today. Ubifrat sakin choleves shirov tashmishol betzonen. No, as we spoke about yesterday, mochik knives might not really exist. The Eben HaOzer over here quotes that the Magen Avraham holds that the fleshik onion that is ground, that fleshik onion makes the grinder fleshik. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Eben HaOzer tainas that this is not correct because Dabar Charif is only by Leia, it's not going to be polite. That's his Lashon. Even though I'm Machmir not Barnat by Charifs, but we spoke about in Sadi Dalad, Sadi Hey, that not Barnat with Beis Kalim is more Makel. Over here, I have a not barnat and base kalim, no? I have one keli, which is my knife that became fleshik. I use that keli to cut an onion. Then I want to go into another keli. Not barnat with base kalim is much more makel. So the Eben HaOzer wants the taina that the svara of not barnat in general is that there's only a tiny bit of iser that remained. Ayidei going from the pot into the fish. It's makalish the iser. So even by a davar choref, it's makalish the iser somewhat. And it's makalish the iser enough, says the Eben Ozer, that it can't add fleshikness into the grinder. Okay. There are some who say that we're more machmir on grinders than anything else, because a grinder has a ton of duchke de sakinas, and therefore I'm more machmir than anything else. That's a little bit difficult, because there's no such svar in Shas. That svar does not exist in Shas to be machmir just because there are more, what's it called? If you look in the Badei HaShochan, Os Nun Vav, he has a arichos on this question. His maskana is that if the knife is a dirty knife, you have to be machmir. But if it's a clean knife, you can be meko le'es hatzorach, because many assume that there's no napar napai davar chorif. That's the way he puts it together. Okay. One second. Okay. There's that sacred Dover Chorif. I think the Beis Medrash has it. So in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, he has like all of these cases that we've been discussing. Emirat Hashem, either tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll finish up. We'll talk about lemons a little bit. We'll talk about the end of the Simen. And we should have a marvelous day, Chevra.